Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh, the catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Schwall. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Pagliarani drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hickman out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Schwall. Cranepool moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Schwall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is hit by the pitch. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clendenon moves to third. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moran. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Schofield applying the tag. One out. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0 for 1 in the game. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Coleman and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Schwal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schwal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 2 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin juggles the ball. That's an error on Clendenin. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skinner bunts in front of the plate. Coleman juggles the ball. That's an error on Coleman. Schofield moves to third. Skinner moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schofield scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Neal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schwall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Galen Cisco. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Schwall covering, for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Bob Veal now pitching. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-3 in the game. Snider hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Hunt moves to third. It's 2-1, Pirates. Roy Face now pitching. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Duke Snider. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cannell. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Cannell steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 2, Pirates, 2. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing right field. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schofield is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skinner moves to second. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clendenon strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skinner scores. Clemente moves to third. It's 3-2, Pirates. Don Rowe now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Neal strikes out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Al Moran. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Don Rowe. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.